About 25 years ago, when I was pastoring in East Vancouver, we had a young prophet from California come to our church.
25年前我在东温哥华牧会的时候，有个先知从加州来。
He was tall and he was slender and he was dressed really cool.
高高瘦瘦的，是很酷的样子。
And I thought to myself, Clint Eastwood has got saved.
然后我就说，哎，没听到。
Clint Eastwood.
哦，我以为是一个电影明星他已经得救了。
Some of you will get that on the way home.
等一下你会有这样感觉。
Look, I mean, we are ready for the word of God, aren't we?
我们现在预备好了领受神的话。
Let me say four things about Brother Mark DuPont.
So, 我就介绍 Mark DuPont 的时候。
First of all, he is a family man.
第一，他是一个很注重家的一个人。
He lives in San Diego with his wife Kim. They've got two daughters and one son. Amen.
然后呢，他跟妻子在 San Diego 有两个女儿，一个儿子。
Secondly, he's a man of the Spirit.
他是一个圣灵充满的人。
Nearly 30 years ago, he started Mantle of Praise Ministries.
30年前，他开始了这个 Mantle of Praise 服事。
With a desire to bring back a prophetic edge to the body of Christ.
就是要把呢先知预言带回基督的身体。
And I think, Mark, this is why we like you.
所以我们喜欢你。
Because Mark has a desire to hear what the Spirit is saying to individuals, churches, and cities.
因为呢，他渴望听到圣灵对个人、教会或者城市说的话。
Thirdly, Mark is a traveling man.
他因为是一个去很多地方的。
Over the years, he has ministered in more than 20 nations.
去了二十多个国家。
And he is much in demand for his teaching and prophetic ministry.
很多地方都邀请他。
And fourthly,he is a man of many letters.
而且呢，他是呢读书有很多的学
位的人。An author of several books.
写了很多书。
And tomorrow night, those books will be available. Some of them will be available for you.
明天会有他写的一些书在那儿。
So, church, I wonder if we could, on behalf of the city, welcome a prophet in the name of a prophet. Could we stand?
让我们在城市
and welcome Mark DuPont to Vancouver in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们欢迎先知来到我们的城市。
Mark, God bless you. Amen. That's for you.
Good morning.
早。
I always find that good worship wakes me up to reality.
因为呢，好的敬拜让我呢苏醒了。
Well, it's already been a good night.
今天晚上已经很棒了。
Just turn to the person next to you.
跟旁边的人说。
And say to them, "You look different to me."
你现在已经不一样了。
Now say to them, "You look like you want to take me out for pizza and ice cream."
然后你再跟他说，你好像要请我去吃披萨跟冰淇淋。
I'm going to try to share a few things briefly on being prepared for transition.
我想分享有关于要预备一个转变。
Nobody likes transition.
没有人喜欢一个过渡，一个转变。
We like camping out at what we know.
我们很喜欢呢，就是固定在一个地方。
Do you know what psychologists have found out?
你知道吗？心理学家发现
that even people living with addictions and just incredible problems,
就是呢那些呢，甚至有很多的沉溺行为的人
they are very resistant to change.
他们是很不容易改变的
because they're more comfortable with the problems they have than the breakthrough that they have not yet experienced.
因为呢，他们已经习惯于他们的沉溺的行为就不愿意有突破。
We don't like transition.
所以人不愿意呢有转变。
But when I first began to learn about praying for the sick and prophesying and deliverance,
但是当我刚刚开始学习为病人祷告发预言等等。
About 36 years ago,
大概36年前
I learned a very important verse.
我就学了一个很重要的经文。
You can find it in the book of Mark.
就是马可福音。
It says, "Blessed are the flexible, for they shall bend and not be broken."
就是在那些有弹性的人呢，是蒙福的，因为他们可以被弯起来而不会折断。
We can be so confident that we understand exactly what God is doing and how He wants to do it.
有时候我们是呢充满信心，觉得我知道神要做什么，他怎么做。
And then before we know it, we're worshiping a monument to the past.
但是其实呢，我们已经在敬拜一个过去的啊、一个运动。
Because it's always God's heart to take us from strength to greater strength, from breakthrough to greater breakthrough.
因为神的心意呢，是让我们从突破再进入突破，从力上加力。
He's designed everything in the universe to be fruitful.
他设计整个宇宙呢，是要多结果子的。
And no matter what current level of fruitfulness you have in your life, God desires to take you to a whole nother level.
不管你现在的生命已经多么的多结果子，但是神愿意我们更提升、扩张、更多结果子。
Especially when it comes to being a reflection of Christ Jesus.
特别呢，是让我们更多的有耶稣的形象。
So that's what I want to talk a little bit about tonight is.Responding to the Lord in a time of transition.
今天我想分享的就是呢，在一个转变的季节当中，如何来回应神。
When we use words like a move of the Spirit, revival, a breakthrough of the kingdom of God,
当我们说到呢，圣灵的运行，一个突破、复兴等，
we have to understand we're talking about.More than we're currently experiencing.
我们是讲到呢，超过现在我们所经历的一些事情。
And typically, we're talking about more than we can understand.
而且呢，我们是讲到一些我们暂时还没有办法明白的事情。
I love to look at past revivals.
我很喜欢来看看过去的复兴。
There's been many revivals over the last 2,000 years.
过去2000年有很多的复兴。
Just in my 35 years of international ministry, I've been part of 4 different revivals internationally.
就是呢，我过去35年在全球的服事当中，我就看见有四个复兴的运动。
But there's a problem that when we look at what God has done, that we try to make the same thing happen again.
但是有一个问题，当我们回顾过去圣灵所做的工作，有时候我们想重复做同样的事情。
And the Lord never does the same thing twice.
但是神从来不会做同样的事情。
He likes to keep us in a posture of listening to Him and our eyes focused upon Him.
因为他希望我们不住地来聆听他，注视他。
I love that scripture that says God will lead you with His eye upon you.
很喜欢圣经说，他要定睛在你身上来劝诫你、引导你。
He wants us to see what He sees and hear what He's saying.
他愿意呢，我们看见他所看见的，而且听他的声音。
And that doesn't just mean prophesying once in a while.
并不是说呢，偶尔说说预言。
But it means a lifelong commitment to discipleship, willing to respond to the Lord whatever He calls us to do.
而是说呢，一生的跟随他，无论他呼召我们做什么，我们都愿意跟随顺服。
And sometimes that key act of discipleship, responding to the Spirit of the Lord, is the antithesis of where the church wants to be, because we want to camp out on what we know.
所以呢，做一个真正的门徒，就是呢，神回应神的声音，完全的顺服呢，有时候就跟我们人教会的倾向，就是呢，固定在一个地方呢，是相反的。
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21.
要保罗在以弗所书三章二十
，to him, to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think.
就是呢，他能够成就远远超过我们所求所想的。
According to the power at work within us.
是照着他运行在我们里面的大能大力。
To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations.
就是呢，愿荣耀归给他与耶稣基督，直到永永远远，世世代代。
So what we've just been doing for the last hour is through worship giving glory to God.
所以刚才我们一个小时敬拜就是将荣耀归给他。
We're giving glory to the one who can do far more than we can think or ask.
我们是将荣耀归给那一位，是可以远远超过我们所求所想的，成就一切的那一位。
So we're not having these meetings trying to perpetuate something from the past.
所以我们有这些聚集呢，不是要呢延续呢过去所神所做的事情。
We're not having these meetings to celebrate.What is, but we're here to celebrate God and to pray to Him and to believe Him for what He's about to do to Vancouver and through Vancouver.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们不只是为了现在这个时刻而庆贺，我们是要来啊荣耀神自己，而且要预备庆贺他将要在这个城市所要做的事。
Which is far more than we can think or ask.
他所要做的是远远超过我们所求所想的。
We're living in an absolutely crazy time all over the world.
我们现在在全球可以说活在一个呢不可思议的前所未有的时刻。
Everything that can be shaken is being shaken.
一切可以被震动的已经被震动了。
In Canada, you've got this incredible sport of hockey.
在加拿大，我们有这个运动呢，是那个 hockey.
It's an English word, hockey. I call it boxing on ice.
我可以说呢是在冰球在。在冰块上来传拳击。
But in the United States where I'm from, we have four major sports.
但在美国呢，就是我从美国过来呢，我们有四个主要的运动。
Baseball.
就是 baseball.
Basketball.
篮球。
Football.
那个足球。
And the fourth is our presidential elections.
最后一个呢，就是我们的那个总统的选举。
And these presidential elections we're in right now are the absolute craziest thing anybody ever could have imagined.
我们现在这个总统的选举可以说是最疯狂的事情。
But deep within my spirit, I have such a concern. I and most of the Christians I know have such a concern for my nation right now.
所以呢，我做一个基督徒呢，现在是非常的关心呢，我现在国家的前面。
Because so many people used to look at countries like Canada.And the United States and Great Britain and Germany as just being solid, predictable, safe.
因为以前的人呢，看加拿大、美国、英国、德国呢，都是呢很可以预测会发生什么事情，是很稳定的国家。
But what's happening in our day and age is our foundations are eroding.
但是呢，在我们这个世代，我们看见呢，我们的根基现在呢开始瓦解。
Because our foundations were based upon Judaic Christian values.
因为呢，我们国家原来的根基呢是根基于圣经的真理的。
The motto of Canada is from the glory from one sea to the other.
就是呢，在加拿大呢，我们一个谚语就是
The glory of God.
就是神的荣耀要从这岸直到呢那岸。
But as the Western world culture is turning more and more pagan in its appetites and its values,
但是呢，西方的社会现在越来越可以说是像无神一样的。
There's like a demonic tidal wave coming down, hitting our foundation that's eroding the built stones in which it's built upon.
就好像呢，很大的那个邪灵的权势来攻击我们这个根基，让我们的根基开始瓦解。
And I think it's safe to say that all over the world, we're in those times that the prophet spoke of, that everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
这全球也是面对呢，像先知预言的，所有可以被震动的都被震动。
And that can either lead you into a depression,
所以呢，我们可能变得很忧郁。
Or you can dig deeper into your citizenship that really matters.
或者呢，你就想到底我们跟神的关系，我的那个神在天国的公民真是重要的。
And that is your citizenship in the kingdom of God.
就是呢，我天国的公民是何等的重要。
I'm an American. I'm United States. I was born there.
是我生在美国，我是个美国人。
And I'm still glad that people from all over the world are trying to come there to try to find refuge and a safer place of life.
当然，我很高兴，现在世界各地的人还是希望呢来到美国找一个避难所。
But the crazier things become in my country, the more I realize I have citizenship in something.That cannot be shaken.
但是越来越发现我国家发生很多疯狂的不可思议的事，我越来越觉得我得到天国的公民权是何等的重要。
And that is the kingdom of God.
就是神的国。
I don't want to get too far off topic right now.
不要讲得太远。
But I've done a lot of preaching the last 10 years, especially in pastors' conferences.
那过去十年呢，在很多特别是呢牧者的会议来分享。
On the topic of the value or the beauty of sexual purity.
特别呢是讲到呢，就是说在性方面的纯洁是何等的美。
And I speak from a biblical basis upon what God views as marriage and what God views as sacred and what God views as profane.
就是呢，我就讲从圣经的根基来说，什么是婚姻，什么是圣洁，什么是世俗。
But, But within the body of Christ, we're seeing even that challenged.
但是呢，现在我在基督的身体的当中，有人来挑战这个圣经的真理。
People are wanting to erode even what the Word of God says. What's up and what's down? What's true and what's false?
甚至有人来挑战圣经所说的真啊，对的与错的。
And I was listening about a year and a half ago.
在一年半之前，我在
to a well-known Christian writer.
就是呢，听一个有名的一个作家，基督徒作家。
He was on a secular talk show.
他在那一个世界的一个电视节啊。
In fact, he was on Oprah Winfrey.
就在 Oprah Winfrey 这世界的节目啊。
And this Christian author,
然后这个基督徒的作者怎么说
？Has come out and said God loves different or same-sex marriage.
他就说神喜爱。同性婚姻。
He said God loves same-sex marriage.
他说神喜爱同性婚姻。
And all the things in the Bible that says no, that's not of God, that a healthy marriage is between a man and a woman, he's now discarding.
就是呢，他不承认呢，圣经所说的啊，真正的婚姻是应该是一男一女的。
And then he made this statement.
然后他又说一句话。
He said churches that do not learn to bless same-sex marriages.
他说那些呢不祝福同性婚姻的教会
are going to fade away and not stand the test of time.
他们呢就会呢在时间的考验当中消失。
Do you know what?
你知道吗
?That statement is not just a tragedy, it's laughable.
这个不只是个悲剧他说这样的话其实是很可笑的。
Because the true eternal church can never be diminished.
因为呢，真正的永恒的教会永远不会消失的。
The true eternal church, the bride of Christ, can never be diminished.
因为真正的永恒的教会，主的心腹是永远不会消失的。
And as we look through the last 2,000 years of times of incredible persecution against the body of Christ,
我们回顾2000年，有许许多多啊，基督徒受逼迫，教会受逼迫。
During those times of persecution, when the oppressors thought they were going to wipe Christianity out of their nation,
然后呢，那个时候呢，一些逼迫的政权以为要把整个基督教消灭掉。
Guess who got wiped out?
但是结果是谁消灭掉
？In 1937
年
，Hitler's spokesman in Germany，
就是代表了希特勒说话的发言人。
They said in less than 10 years，
他说十年之内
，Jesus Christ will no longer be worshipped in Germany， but Hitler will be worshipped in the Christian churches。
他说呢，基督教不会在啊，耶稣基督不会在德国被人尊崇，但是呢，在基督教的教会里面，人要尊崇希特勒。
Hitler hasn't been around for a long time.
但是希特勒已经不在了。
But I've been in Germany.
但是我去了德国。
And I've seen church after church after church in Germany passionately worshiping Jesus Christ.
我看见许多教会的火热的敬拜耶稣基督。
When you gave your life to Christ Jesus,
当你把生命给耶稣
it's not just that you stepped into an eternal relationship with the Father,
不只是说呢你进入一个与天父的永恒关系
but you stepped into an eternal family.
你是进入一个永恒的家
you stepped into the church.
你进入了教会
you became a citizen of the kingdom of God.
你成为神国的一个公民
And no matter what's happening economically, politically, with terrorism, globally, no matter what's happening,
不管呢外在无论是经济各方面恐怖分子事件，不管外在发生什么事情
，no matter what's shaking and what's falling, what's collapsing,
不管什么在震动，什么在倒塌
，this kingdom cannot be shaken.
这个国永远不会动摇
，because it is built on a rock.
因为是建立在磐石上。
And that rock has a name.
这个磐石是有名字的。
Its name, his name is Jesus.
名字是耶稣基督。
And that rock
这个磐石
is so stable.
是如此的稳固。
It is so alive.
是如此的有生命。
So unconquerable.
是不能被得胜的。
That things that we can hardly believe.
就是我们不相信的事。
That rock can spit out water in the midst of the wilderness.
甚至呢，这个磐石可以在旷野可以喷出水来。
In early June of this year,
今年六月初
I was speaking in a church in Durham, England, northeastern England.
我在英国一个地方讲道。
And a lady came up and gave me her testimony.
一个姊妹呢就跟我分享她的见证。
That a year before I'd been there.
就是呢一年前我去了那个教会。
And she had severe, severe diabetes.
那个时候她还有很严重的糖尿病。
But after getting prayer,
但是呢被祷告之后
the diabetes completely disappeared.
那个糖尿病完全的没有了。
Now this is a great testimony.
那这是很棒的见证。
But what's really cool about this testimony,
但是更棒的是
is her hospital, her clinic, and her doctors actually testified about Jesus healing her.
就是呢她的诊所还有呢她的医生都证明是耶稣基督医治她的。
I'm reading to you the document she gave me.
我现在呢读她给我的那个文件。
From a Dr. Sarah Stephen.
就是呢那个医生 Sarah Stephen 写给她的。
From the Newcastle upon Tyne Hospital.
就是呢这个地方的医院这样证明。
And she says, apparently, Mrs. Acor, since her attendance at a Christian conference where she was prayed for, her blood is now completely healthy.
她说呢，照我们所看见的，那个现实，就是她参加了一个基督徒的聚会之后被祷告，她的血糖就完全的正常。
This is a medical doctor.
这是个医生。
Testifying on hospital document
在呢医院的文件上证明
that her patient with severe diabetes was healed after being prayed for in the name of Jesus.
这个病人原来有严重的糖尿病，奉耶稣的名被祷告之后呢，就完全的医治。
Just about a month ago, in my home church in San Diego.
然后一个月前呢，在我自己的教会三里
a young girl about 22 years old.
有个年轻的22岁的女子
She came up and asked for prayer.
她也请我为她祷告。
Her name is Triana Scott.
这是她的名字。
I want to tell you about Triana.
所以我跟你说关于 Triana.
She grew up kind of in an inner city situation.
在呢一个城市的中成长。
Broken family.
破碎的家庭。
Not much love.
没有很多的爱。
Lots of poverty.
很贫穷
addictions
很多的那个吸毒啊等
but when she was about 6 years old
但当她大概六岁的时候
a friend of hers at school
一个学校的同学
said do you want to go to my church with me on Sunday
你要不要礼拜天跟我去教会
so she came to our church on the bus
所以她就跟她教会的那个 bus 去教会。
We have about 6 buses we send out and collect kids on Sunday mornings.
那么因为我们呢是每周大概有6个大巴士来接送孩子的。
She came to church.
她就来到我们教会。
Gave her life to Jesus as a 6-year-old little girl.
6岁的时候信了耶稣。
Got discipled in the church.
在教会呢被教导。
And now she serves in the bus ministry going and picking up kids in the inner city.
她现在呢就服侍开那个巴士去接那些贫困区的孩子。
But about 8 weeks ago,
那八周之前,
she began to develop a cyst right here on her neck inside.
她的那个颈部呢里面就长一个瘤。
And it very rapidly got very big.
就很快呢长得很大。
To the point that she could hardly eat and hardly drink.
差点呢不能吃不能喝。
She went to the doctor on a Thursday.
所以呢周四她去看医生。
The doctor said, this is very, very serious.
那医生说这非常严重的问题。
It's about to go through the lining of your throat.
快要呢穿破你的喉咙那里。
And because she had a blood condition, the doctor said, this is very serious. We've got to operate immediately.
因为呢她有血的问题呢医生说很严重必须要开刀。
That was on a Thursday.
那是周四。
He said, we're going to operate on Tuesday.
他就说呢下周二为你做手术。
Sunday, she came up and asked me to pray for her.
那么周日他来到教会请我为他祷告。
I prayed a simple prayer.
我做一个简单的祷告。
And I said, Lord, would you release the fire of your Holy Spirit upon this cyst and begin to burn it up in the name of Jesus?
我说主啊奉你的名让圣灵的火烧在这个柳上把它 烧掉。
We prayed for about, I don't know, 3 minutes.
可能三分钟奉耶稣的名祷告。
She walked away with her friends.
她跟朋友就走开了。
She's talking with her friends.
她跟朋友在聊天。
But all of a sudden, she began to feel so hot, she thought she was coming down with a sudden fever.
但是呢突然她觉得呢很热很热以为是发烧。
And she felt faint from this fever.
然后呢热到呢她觉得要昏倒。
And she thought, I've got to get home.
她说哎呀我要赶快回家。
And then she thought, wait a minute.
哎她说等一下。
The pastor just prayed that God would burn away the cyst.
我说牧师刚才是祷告呢要烧掉我这个瘤。
She put her hand on her throat.
她把手放在那个喉咙。
She couldn't feel the cyst anymore.
就感觉不到那个瘤。
She asked her friends to look at the throat.
请朋友来看看她的喉咙。
They said, Triana, the cyst is gone.
朋友说看不见那个瘤了。
She tried drinking water. She could drink and eat with no problem.
然后呢她喝水她吃东西就没问题了。
She went back to her doctor.
她就呢再看她的医生。
They never did the surgery.
就不需要开刀了。
What happened to Triana?
所以发生什么事呢?
In the midst of a shaking world, she encountered the rock that cannot be shaken.
在一个震动的世界她经历了一个不震动的国。
He did far more than she could think or ask.
神做了超过他所求所想的。
A number of years ago at a church in Indiana,
几年前呢在印第安的一个教会。
I was preaching on a Friday night,
在周五晚上我在讲道。
And a man came to me,
一个人。
And he said, my brother is about to have one of his lungs removed.
我一个兄弟呢他一个肺现在要挪走。
He has cancer of the lungs.
因为呢他有肺癌。
And he used to walk with the Lord, but he walked away from the Lord.
他以前是跟随主，现在不跟随主了。
But he said, if I bring him to the meeting tomorrow night, will you pray for him?
如果明天晚上把他带到教会，你愿意为他祷告吗？
I said, sure.
我说可以啊。
And so the next night, at the end of the meeting,
所以第二个晚上结束聚会，
he comes up to me.
这个人来了。
I said, where's your brother?
你的兄弟呢?
He said, my brother is in so much pain.
我说他是很痛。
He was unable to get out of the car.
他没办法呢坐车来。
That he's been sitting in the car for 3 hours.
哦，他一直原来呢在聚会当中呢坐在车里。
He was scheduled to have his lung removed in just about a week or two.
大概一两周之后呢是要把那个肺切除。
And he said, I've brought a prayer cloth.
他说呢，我带了一个祷告，一个手帕。
Can you pray over it?
可不可以按手在那里祷告
？And so I said, yeah, let's pray over it.
我说好啊，就按手为这个手帕祷告。
We put our hands on it. We said, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus.
圣灵啊，奉耶稣基督的名。
Would you release your miracle power upon this piece of cloth?
释放你神迹的能力在这块帕子上。
He went to a Baptist church.
那这个人呢，他是去一个浸信会。
His Baptist pastor was in the audience.
然后呢，他浸信会的牧师也在我们的会众当中。
And I said, go get your pastor, have him pray with us too.
我说，请你的牧师也上来一起我们按手在这个帕子上。
So three of us laid hands on it.
三个人按手在那手帕上。
And then he and his pastor went out to the car and put it on his brother's chest.
然后他跟他的牧师呢，就把这个手帕到外面车上放在他兄弟的。
And they said, Lord, let your miracle power come upon him.
放在他胸口说，主啊，让你的神迹的能力临到他。
When they went to do the operation a week later,
那一周之后呢，要去做切除的手术。
They opened up the side so they could remove the lung.
他们呢，开刀要除去那个肺。
And then all of a sudden, the surgeons went into shock.
然后呢，那个手术室呢就很震惊。
Because they saw the lung was in perfect condition.
因为看见那个肺呢是完全完美的。
Just one interesting thing.
但是一个很有趣的是什么？
They said there was a scar going up and down the lung like someone had performed surgery on it.
他说他的肺部呢就好像有一个疤痕，就好像有人已经做了手术了。
Dr. Jesus showed up.
就是呢耶稣医生已经出现了。
And so they sewed him back up and he's got two healthy lungs today.
所以呢没有切除又把它缝合起来。
I'm telling you these stories because we need the power of testimonies, I think, to constantly elevate our thinking and our faith level that God can do so much more than we can think or ask.
我分享这些见证呢，是让我们呢要提升我们的心思意念，知道神可以成就超过我们所求所想的。
Are you still alive?
还是活着吗？
If you are, then open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 17.
我们来看创世纪十七章。
If the person next to you does not have a Bible,
如果旁边的人没圣经,
turn to them and say, "Good Lord, you've memorized the whole thing already."
就说哇，你厉害哦，全部背诵好了。
Now, I want to talk just for a couple of minutes about Abraham.
就分享关于亚伯拉罕。
Because Abraham was someone that had lived for decades and decades with a prophetic promise over his life.
因为呢，亚伯拉罕呢是很多年在等候一个还没成就的一个预言，一个应许。
The city, the Church of Vancouver, has lived with prophetic promises for decades and decades.
正如我们的城市也是听过预言跟应许，一直在等，一直在等。
But how many of you know, as the prophet Habakkuk said, even though the vision tarries, wait for it, it will come to pass.
但你相信吗？就是哈巴谷那里说，纵然呢是迟延，但是你要等候，因为它必要成就。
And I believe there's a parallel here between this time in Abraham's life and in the city of Vancouver, the Church of Vancouver.
我觉得呢，好像呢，温哥华跟现在我们读亚伯拉罕那一段的阶段是相似的。
Abraham was just a short time away from this prophetic promise being fulfilled.
那个时候，亚伯拉罕那个应许要得应许日子快要成就了。
Genesis 17 verse 1.
十七章一节，创世纪。
When Abram was 99 years old,
亚伯拉罕九十九岁的时候
，the Lord appeared to him.
耶和华向他显现
and said, "I am God Almighty."
对他说，我是全能的神。
In the Hebrew, the Lord said, "I am El Shaddai."
我是 El Shaddai.
It's one of the names God's given of Himself.
就是呢，神给自己的一个名字。
We translate El Shaddai as God Almighty.
我们翻译 El Shaddai 为全能神。
But actually, the root meaning is much deeper than that.
但是呢，它的原意是更深的。
I believe that any time God is about to do something fresh in your life, my life, in the life of the church,
我相信神要在你我生命，还有在教会生命里面要做新事的时候。
The biggest thing we need to enter into that is a deeper revelation of Jesus.
我们需要进入这样的新季节，新的作为是要更深的认识耶稣基督。
And when God named himself here as El Shaddai, it's not a name he had ever said before.
当神用 El Shaddai 来介绍自己的时候，这个是他之前没有用过的名字。
This prophetic promise was an absolute impossibility for Abraham and Sarah.
那这个呢说他们要得儿子的这个应许或者预言呢对亚伯拉罕跟撒拉来说是不可能的。
The promise was that the two of them would have children or have a child.
就说他们会得一个儿子。
And their descendants would populate the nations.
而且呢他们的后裔呢要遍满全球。
But as of yet, the two of them had not had a child.
但是呢到那个时刻呢他们都还没有儿子。
And now they were in their 90s.
已经九十来岁了。
It appeared as completely impossible.
好像呢是完全不可能的。
But in this revelation, God gives a new name of himself.
但是呢在这个启示当中主把他一个新的名字启示出来。
One Hebrew scholar said to a friend of mine that what El Shaddai really means,
有一个希伯来的学者呢对我一个朋友说 El Shaddai 的意思是
is the one who will do for you what you cannot do for yourself.
就是呢那一位可以为你做你自己不能做的事。
And I would like to suggest to you that what God wants to do through your life, through my life, through our churches, through the Church of Vancouver is beyond what we are capable of.
我想跟大家说，神要透过你的生命，我的生命，透过你的教会这个城市要成就的，不是我们所能够做的。
But I want to break this down even a little bit more.
但是我更仔细地说。
Because this promise was just so absolutely crazy to Abraham and Sarah.
那这个对亚伯拉罕、撒拉的应许呢，是可以说完全是疯狂的。
In fact, both Abraham and Sarah laughed when God said they were going to have a child.
所以呢，当神说撒拉要得儿子的时候，生儿子的时候呢，撒拉还笑，不相信。
The word Shaddai.
这个 Shaddai.
It begins with the word Shad.
是 Shad 开始
and the word Shad in the Hebrew it means a breast
这个下在希伯来语意思就是说胸。
I'm not talking about a female breast in the sexual or sensual sense, but in a mother-infant relationship.
我是呢，说到一个母亲跟她的婴孩这种的，母亲的胸膛这种的。
In our modern culture, if a woman cannot breastfeed her babies, there's formula, there's all sorts of things we can now give the child.
在我们现代，如果一个母亲不能乳养孩子的时候呢，我们可以给她吃奶粉啊之类。
But in the ancient world, there wasn't a substitute.
但是呢，在古代世界呢，没有其他代替的。
But as most of you know, especially you mothers,
那特别呢，你们作为母亲的，你们知道
that the first few months of a baby's life, all the nutrition they need is found in the breast of that mother.
就是特别头几个月，一个婴孩所需要的所有的营养，就是在一个母亲的奶的当中。
And it is actually a life and death sort of relationship that mother would have with that child.
可以说呢，母亲跟她的孩子的关系可以是个生死的关系。
Because she was not available for that baby.
如果一个母亲没有奶给孩子的话
，there was nothing else the baby could have by which it could live.
那个孩子就没有别的东西可以靠之而活。
And I would like to suggest to you that God was speaking something to Abraham here.
所以呢，我想。主是在对亚伯拉罕说一个什么呢
？That he was saying you're going to have to be in a much deeper dependence upon me than you've ever been before.
你要超过过去一切所有的来完全的依靠我。
He said, "I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly."
我是 El Shaddai 的神。你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
Then Abram fell on his face.
亚伯拉罕俯伏在地。
And God spoke to him and said, "Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations."
神又对他说，我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
And he said, "No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham."For I have made you the father of a multitude of nations.
从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
Now Abraham already was a father; he was the father of Ishmael.
那个时候呢，他已经是个父亲，他是以实玛利的父亲。
But Ishmael was not the child of promise. Ishmael was not born of Sarah, his wife.
但是以实玛利呢，不是神应许的儿子，不是那撒拉所生的。
Abraham and Sarah had given up on the prophetic promise.
因为呢，亚伯拉罕跟撒拉已经放弃了神这个应许。
So Sarah said, "Well, just have a relationship with my servant woman and have a child by her."
所以呢，撒拉就说呢，你跟我的婢女有关系，就是接着她得儿子吧。
And that was Ishmael.
那个就是以实玛利。
And God did bless Ishmael.
那神也祝福以实玛利。
But Ishmael was not part of the covenant that God called Abraham and Sarah to.
但是呢，以实玛利不是神呼召亚伯拉罕、撒拉要进入的那个约的孩子。
And this seemed like such an impossibility.
而呢，他所应许的说他们要得儿子是太不可能了。
I would like to share just a few personal things for a moment out of transition that's happening in our ministry.
所以呢，我分享一下我个人所经历的，在我们的服事当中所要面对的一些的转变。
This is our 34th year of traveling all over the world.
我们已经第34年到世界各地去。
We do many training schools on learning to pray for the sick.Training schools on worship, training schools on knowing the voice of the Lord.
我们在做很多的训练的学校，怎么样听神的声音，怎么样来医治病人，怎么样来敬拜。
We do many conferences and meetings like this.
我们也呢带领很多像这样的特会。
But how many of you know when you do something for 30 years, you fall into certain patterns?
但是你知道呢，你做一个事情做了三十年之后呢，你好像就进入一个好像一个方式。
And the last few years, the Lord is beginning to mess around with my patterns.
然后呢，这几年来呢，神就开始呢搞乱我一些的那个习惯性的那个方式。
See, I have a little bit of a problem with God.
我跟神也是有一些问题。
Here's my problem.
那问题是什么呢
？He's the great I am. I'm the great I'm not.
他是那伟大的，他是， 我是那微小的，我不是。
I've known him for 44 years, but I still haven't quite learned this, that he likes to have his way.
我已经服侍主三十几年了，但是我好像还没有学会呢，他是喜欢按照他的心意来做事。
And whenever he's calling me to transition,
所以当他呼召我要啊，
he always says these two things.
他总是跟我讲两点。
Trust me, it's going to be good for you.
信我吧，一定对你好的。
And I say, Lord, I've never done this before.
我就说，哎呀，我从来没做过这个事。
And I don't understand how it's going to work out for my good.
而且呢，我真的不明白这个怎么会成为我的益处。
Do you know why most pastors don't have much hair up here?
你知道为什么很多大部分牧师这边没什么头发？
Some don't have much hair right here.
有些呢是这里没什么头发。
Because they sit in their office 6 days a week going, Oh God, Oh God, Oh God.
因为他们常常在他们的办公室说，哎呀，神啊，怎么办，怎么办？
And then some of them don't have any hair up here.
有些呢上面没头发，因为
Because the Lord says, There, there, it will be okay.
因为神就说的，好了，好了，好了，没问题啊，不要担心。
This is why my hair is not what it was 30 years ago.
So 我现在的头发不像我三十年前一样。
Because God enjoys being God.
因为神，你喜欢做神。
But particularly in the last 6 to 9 months.
但是特别呢，是过去六到九个月。
The Lord is calling us to make some major changes of what we're doing internationally with our time, our focus, and our money.
就神呢，让我们呢，对于呢我们要服侍的那个焦点啊，我们怎么样用我们的经费等等呢，是让我们很大的转变。
And none of it seems very comfortable to me.
每一个转变呢，都好像不容易。
But I'm having to learn something that I think Abraham learned.
但是呢，我要学呢啊，亚伯拉罕所学的。
I can't depend just on the lessons I've learned the last 34 years of ministry.
我不能依靠过去34年服事所学到的功课。
I'm having to go deeper into prayer and depending upon the Lord than I've ever been before.
我现在要更深的来祷告，更深的来依靠他。
And it's like what God said to Joshua when they crossed into the new land.
就好像呢，神对约书亚说，因为当他们要进入呢
，God said, "Keep your eyes on my presence, because you're going to go away you haven't gone before."
他说，你一直要跟随我，注意我的同在，因为你这条路你们是从来没走过的。
And so the Lord isn't allowing me to look at the past 34 years of ministry.
所以呢，神要我放下过去34年的服事的经验。
That I'm having to learn this lesson that Abraham learned.That I've got to derive a greater sustenance, greater wisdom, greater leading, greater creativity from God than I've ever depended on before.
我要学那亚伯兰所学的，要更深的依靠神，需要从神来得更多前所未有的创意啊，引导。
But here is the promise that the Lord has given my wife and I.
但是呢，神对我跟妻子呢有这样的应许。
That over the next 15 years.
就是说呢，啊，未来的十五年
，We're going to experience more fruit in ministry than we've had in the past 34 years.
他说呢，你未来所要经历的会有更多的果子，是远远超过过去34年的。
Names and words are very important to God.
那神呢是很看重的名字。
God had called him Abram.
那之前神称他为亚伯兰。
And Abram means exalted father.
就是呢，意思是被尊崇的父亲。
He was not only a father of Ishmael, but he was esteemed as a father over all of his servants and all of his people.
啊，那亚伯兰呢，不只是他以实玛利的父亲，他也是被尊荣的，在他的仆人还有呢，他所有的百姓的当中。
But Abram to Abraham means going from exalted father to a father of nations.
但是呢，亚伯兰。改成亚伯拉罕，就是从一个被尊崇的父亲，成为呢列国的父。
And when God reveals more of His nature to you, it also reveals more of what's inside of you.
当神让你更多的认识他是谁的时候，他也是让你更多的认识你里面是什么。
And I want to say to you, even though you know we're just a small reflection of the Church of Vancouver.
那虽然呢，我们这里呢是温哥华教会的一个小小的缩影。
I don't think there's any Christian, any intercessor, any prophet, any pastor in Vancouver that has any idea the extent of what God wants to do.
我相信呢，没有任何一位的啊代祷者、先知、牧者可以知道呢神 心意中要成就的事在温哥华。
Not that I do either.
我也不知道。
God wants to do something so beyond what the church has seen.
神要做远远超过我们现在所看见的。
And the greatest thing we can do right now
所以我们能做最大的事
is press into the Lord.
就是继续的竭力追求神自己。
Through prayer and worship.
接着祷告敬拜竭力的追求他
Because the Church of Vancouver has had these incredible prophetic promises for decades hanging over it.
因为呢温哥华呢曾经有这么多的很棒的预言还没有成就的
But now is coming a time.
但是呢时候要到了
Now is coming a time.
现在时候要到了
And it's a revelatory time. It's a prophetic time.
是一个启示的时候是一个预言的时候
But when I say prophetic, I don't just mean prophesying in church or prophesying over you and you prophesy over me. That's not what I'm talking about.
但是我不是说呢是为你说预言或者在教会说预言
But I'm talking about you and I in our hearts, like Abraham, receiving a greater revelation of the wonder, the majesty, the power, the creativity of Christ Jesus.
乃是呢我意思是说呢我们就像亚伯拉罕就更深的得到一个启示是关于神的荣耀、奇妙创意伟大
Because he's about to do far more than we can think or ask
因为呢他正要做超过我们所求所想
According to his power that works through us
接着他运行在我们里面的大能大力
And then God said one other thing I want to talk about that seemed very strange
然后神说我还要说对你来说好像很奇怪的事
He said in verse 9 to Abraham
九节
As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring, after you throughout their generations
你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约
This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your offspring after you
你们所有的男子都要这是我与你和你后裔所立的约是你当遵行的
Every male among you shall be circumcised.
你们所有的男子都要受割礼。
Abraham said, "What? I didn't quite catch that last word there, God."
可能亚伯拉罕什么？你
Would you say that again?
你再说一遍。
God said, "You shall be circumcised."
你们要都要受割礼。
Abraham probably said, "You know, Lord, I didn't quite catch that again. You weren't really serious about that last word."
可能亚伯拉罕说：“真的吗？你不是认真的说吗？”
But in the Old Testament, the physical act of circumcision.
但是在旧约呢，这个具体在身体上受割礼。
It's a shadow of in the New Testament what Paul talked about: our hearts being circumcised.
就是呢，新约保罗所说的，我们的心要受割礼。
Having what's dead cut off of our hearts.
就是那些你里面已经是其实没有生命的东西要割除。
We sang a song in worship tonight.
今天晚上敬拜有一首诗歌。
Let your fire be in my heart.
让你的火烧在我里面。
Until you and I are one.
以致你与我成为一。
That we're like Jesus, we want to just do the things we see our Father doing.
以致我们像耶稣一样，就是单单要做我们看见父所做的。
But see,For an adult male to be circumcised,
但是呢，对一个成人男人要受割礼
it rendered them completely helpless for several days.
他们接受这个割礼的时候呢，他们会好几天呢，就变得什么都不能做
This doesn't make any sense.
好像呢，没有理由的
God, you're calling me to be a father of the nations, but I'm going to be completely helpless. I won't be able to move for about a week here.
那神要我做呢多国的父，但是呢，我要受割礼，让我呢一周躺在那儿，什么都不能做。
The Lord, I don't want to say the Lord gave me a phrase, but maybe I came up with the phrase about 3 years ago when I was writing a book.
三年前我在写书的时候呢，就领受一句话。
And the phrase goes like this.
就这样。
If God allows you to be surrounded by impossibilities,
如果神容许你周围的环境都是不可能的
He's preparing you for the miraculous.
他是预备你经历神迹。
And like Abraham here,
就像亚伯拉罕
God was calling him to reduce himself.
神在呼召他要把自己成为无有
to small himself up
让自己更微小
A friend of mine was preaching at a Jamaican church in London, England a few years ago.
一个朋友呢，在伦敦一个 Jamaican 人的教会。
How many of you have ever driven on the streets of London, England?
谁曾经在伦敦街道上开车
？It is absolutely crazy.
真的是很疯狂的。
The traffic can be just horrendous.
就是那个交通是很乱的。
So two Jamaican brothers from the church came and picked him up at the hotel.
所以呢，两个 Jamaican 的弟兄就接了这个我朋友这个讲员。
They were driving a Land Rover, kind of a big SUV.
就开一个那个大的车。
And they're stuck in traffic.
就呢，堵塞在、那个。
They're going to be late for the meetings.
所以呢，聚会一定晚到。
So the driver of the Land Rover, he saw a side road that really wasn't a road. It was like a wide sidewalk.
然后呢，这个呢，驾驶。弟兄呢，看见旁边好像呢不是一条路。
And he said, "We're going to pass all of the traffic up." So he illegally went into this little side road and is passing all the traffic.
然后呢，他就呢，好像呢就开着像行人道之类的，就跨过所有其他的车就往前。
And then all of a sudden, a little boy came out with a bicycle going down that side road.
但是突然呢，有一个小男孩呢骑着那个脚踏车出来了。
And my friend sitting in the back seat.
我的朋友坐在那个车上。
Saying, "Oh God, what do we do now?"
现在怎么办？
And the one Jamaican turned to the guy who was driving.
然后呢，另外那个弟兄就对那开车的弟兄说。
And he said these words.
就说。
Small yourself up, man. Small yourself up.
你要小心点啊！你要小心点。
And I think that at times is a prophetic word to the church.
我觉得这个是呢，有时候对教会所说的话。
Sometimes we need to learn to small ourselves up a little bit.
就是说我们要把自己弄得更小。
God wanted in Abraham's own abilities and in his own understanding to small himself up like a small child completely dependent upon God.
神要呢亚伯拉罕呢让自己变得很微小，就好像一个小孩，依靠依赖神。
See.I know what the Lord has had me doing for the last 34 years.
我知道过去34年神在要我做什么。
And at times I've got a pretty good idea of how His anointing flows through me.
有时呢，我知道呢，这个恩膏是怎么样运行的。
And I know I could continue just doing what I've been doing.
我也知道呢，我可以呢，照过去一样的来继续服事。
And God would bless it.
那神也一定会祝福。
But that's not going to take me into a whole other level of fruitfulness the Lord has.
但是呢，那进不去神要给我的让另一层次的更多结果。
So my wife and I, and in our ministry, we're having to put a whole other focus on listening to the Lord and intercessory prayer beyond what we've done in the past.
所以呢，我跟妻子呢，就前所未有的超过以前的更多的来安静来聆听神，还有呢代求。
Because it is so easy to take yesterday's spiritual peak.And make it tomorrow's religious gutter.
因为我们很容易呢，把呢过去的那个属灵的高点，成为呢明天的一个。
And as I look at some of the things the Lord is calling us to do for the next few years.
所以呢，神要让我们在未来几年，他呼召我们要做的事。
I don't have the wisdom how to get there.
我们不晓得怎么样去做，没有这
智慧。I don't have the creativity to even think how to get there.
我没有这种创意，怎么样进入神呼召我们要做的。
Our ministry does not have the resources.
我们的服事也没有这样的资源。
It's going to require a greater level of anointing and wisdom from God than we've ever had.
需要呢神呢更高的智慧，更多的恩膏是我们都没有的。
And so we're having to learn to small ourselves up.
所以我们要学把自己更卑微，谦卑下来。
To say, Lord, you want to do far more than we can think or even ask or even imagine.
就说主啊，你要做超过我们所求所想的。
Let's close before we do a little bit of ministry in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们先看一下哥林多后书十二章，然后呢就会有点复习。
Paul talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 about a thorn that was given to him in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass him.
那这里呢，保罗说到呢，他是身体的一根的刺是呢从仇敌来攻击他的。
Some Christians believe it was physical sickness.
有些人认为呢这是呢身体的一个疾病。
I don't believe that. I believe it was persecution.
我觉得不是，我相信是逼迫。
But only God and Paul know for sure.
但只有呢神跟保罗确定是什么。
But in verse 8, Paul said, three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me.
第八节，他说：“为这事，我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。”
But in verse 9, God said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you."
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的。”
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
因我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
That doesn't make any sense.
其实呢，好像很难
理喻。Because if we think if we're going to boast about something,
你想呢，你要夸什么？
Let's boast about our accomplishments, our strengths, our victories.
我们总是要夸我们的所成就的，我们的强点，我们的得胜。
But see, God wants to bring us to the point that, like David, that our boast is, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
但是呢，神要我们像大卫一样的，要夸耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致。
And Paul learned this essential kingdom secret.
那保罗就呢，学到这个神国的秘密。
That sometimes God allowed him to be overwhelmed.
神有时候容许他可以完全觉得无力。
Because when he was overwhelmed, it would help him lean into God more.
他觉得完全自己不行的时候，他就是更多的依靠神。
And where Paul realized he was weak and insufficient, he could have a complete confidence in his complete dependence on the Lord.
所以当他觉得软弱无能的时候，他可以完全的相信，可以依靠神而得到。
And I believe that many of you, you've probably been going through very challenging times, maybe the last year to 2 years.
我相信我们当中很多人过去一两年是面对很不容易的时候。
Well, you can do a couple of things.
那你可以做一两件事。
You can go on rebuking the demon of trouble.
你可以呢斥责那些的困难。
You can think God's abandoned you.
或者你想呢神不理你了。
Or you can be biblical and rejoice.
或者呢，你就是按圣经的，可以欢喜快乐。
Because if God's allowing you to be surrounded by impossibilities, He's setting you up for the miraculous.
因为神如果让一些不可能的环境环绕你的话，他是预备你要经历神迹。
And see, this is the complete flip of pop psychology today.
所以呢，这个呢，跟我们呢现代一般人的那个。
That wants to boast about our accomplishments.
因为人呢是要呢夸他们的成就。
But God says no. If you're going to boast, boast about your weaknesses, because that's where my strength, my power is poured out to you as you lean into me.
神要我们夸自己的软弱，因为我们的他的能力是在我们软弱上显得完全。当我们依靠他。
And I can tell you that I've had the privilege of seeing God do a number of miracles.
我呢可以有荣幸看见神做一些神迹。
Where I felt nothing at all when I've prayed for the person.
而他成就这些神迹的时候呢，是我祷告的时候并不感觉有任何。
And I haven't really even wanted to pray for the person.
甚至呢，并没有想为那个人祷告。
Because I thought I don't have a strong prayer left in me.
我觉得好像里面没有一个很强的一个祷告的力量。
But here, you see, the reality is God's power is not dependent upon your strength.
所以你要知道呢，神的能力不是在乎你的能力。
And that's what Abraham had to learn.
所以这个是亚伯兰要学的。
And just a short time later.
那很不久之后。
About a year, year and a half later, the child of promise was born.
就一年一年半之后，这个应许的儿子就生出来。
And they named that child Isaac.
他就称这个孩子做以撒。
Which means he is laughter.
就是说他是喜乐，他是欢笑。
And I would like to prophetically say to you that what God is going to do to you and through you, you're not going to be able to contain the joy of it.
所以呢，我也是呢，预言的对你们说，神要透过你啊，在你身上所要成就的，所带来的喜乐是你不能来承载的。
Now, before we pray, there's just one more aspect of this I want to touch on.
啊，祷告之前我还要提一点。
And that's what God said to Abraham.
就是神对亚伯拉罕说。
Walk in my ways, be blameless.
就是说，你要在我面前做完全人。
If we understand the theology of this covenant relationship with Christ,
如果我们明白与基督立约的这个神学，
we understand there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
我们知道在基督里呢，就不再定罪了。
We've been forgiven of our sins.
我们的罪得赦免了。
We are no longer coming into the first judgment.
我们不是要再被定罪了。
But there is a second judgment.
但是有第二个审判。
The judging of the saints.
就是呢圣徒的审判。
Where God is going to ask us to give an account on what he's entrusted to us for his glory.
要问他托付我们为了他荣耀的缘故他托付我们我们要交代。
And here's an interesting thing.
那一个很有趣的。
When you read through the whole Bible,
当我们看整本圣经,
there are more promises of blessing
有很多的祝福的应许,
to those that fear the Lord than there's promises of blessing to those that love the Lord.
就是呢,好像呢,对敬畏神的人的那个祝福的应许多过呢那些说爱神的人的应许。
Psalm 34, verse 9,
比如说诗篇34篇9节,
says, Fear the Lord, you his saints.
就是神的圣民啊，你们要敬畏耶和华。
For those who fear him, there is no want.
因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
So, how do we, if we've come out of condemnation and into life, how do we think about fear of the Lord?
所以呢，当我们已经不再定罪了，进入生命，那我们怎么样理解敬畏神呢？
Paul said, "Work out your salvation in fear and trembling."
那保罗说呢，我们要呢战兢谨慎的来。
You see, the gift
为我们的救恩来。
The gift of salvation has been given to us.
神已经把救恩给我们了。
But now, in relationship with this amazing, mighty, holy God, the question is, what are we going to do with it?
但是呢，我们跟这位荣耀圣洁的神。的关系我们要怎么样来处理
So do we look at the commandments of God as saying if we don't do these we aren't getting in and if we do these we do get in
那是不是说呢神的诫命我们做了我们就可以进入神的国不做就进不去
No because that would be denial of the work of the cross
那不是我们不是因为呢不然就否定十字架所做成的功
But if we understand that Jesusobeyed the Father because he loved the Father, that gives us a whole nother compulsion for obedience to God.
但是我们看见耶稣他是因为爱父而顺服父所以我们就有这个动力来顺服。
Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me.
耶稣说你们爱我你们就听从我。
Jesus said, you are my friends if you do what I command you.
你们是你如果遵守我的道你就是我的朋友了。
I'm not talking about being perfect. Nobody's perfect except Jesus.
我不是要做完全人，除了耶稣，我们没有人是完全的。
But what we do with our lifestyles.
但是呢，我们的生活方式如何
？The choices of what we practice.
我们的真正的生活，我们拣选怎么样的生活
？And it's interesting that one of the prerequisites God gave Abraham to enter into this another level of fruitfulness was walk in my ways.
就是呢，神给亚伯拉罕的要求，让他可以进入呢更高层次的那个果结果子，就是说要行在我的道中。
And circumcision is symbolic of the dead things being cut off.
那所以呢，要他受那个割礼，是代表呢那些没有生命的东西、死亡的东西要被割除。
When the Hebrews finally crossed over into the promised land, when they crossed over the Jordan,
当呢以色列人跨过约旦河进入应许地。
The first thing God had them do
神要求他们第一件要做的事
was for all the men to be circumcised.
就是呢所有的男丁要受割礼。
So they didn't drag the old dead things of the old life into the new promises.
以致呢他们不会把旧生命的死的东西带进了这个应许的地。
And before we pray, Mary, come up and share that word that what you told me the Lord spoke to you. I'm sorry, not Mary. Lori, my mind's gone blank. I got up too early this morning about what the Lord shared with you driving into the meeting tonight.
I'm sure you all know who Jeremiah was.
我相信大家知道谁是耶利米。
He was one who truly loved God.
他是真正爱主的。
And he paid a big price for that.
而且付了很大代价。
As I was coming in tonight or this morning when I was reading the word,
今天早上我读经的时候
I was reading about Jeremiah and how he was in chains.
就读到呢耶利米怎么样呢被关起来
And he wasn't very comfortable.
那就是呢有那个锁链锁住不是很舒服
I can't remember the name of the man who came to him.
然后呢我忘了是谁来看他
But he came up to Jeremiah, seeing what he looked like.
就看见耶利米的样子。
And I couldn't decide whether Jeremiah felt sorry for him or if he just really wanted just to be helpful.
我不晓得呢，耶利米当时是怎么想的。
So he went to Jeremiah. He said he saw all of the chains that were all around him.
那然后这个人对耶利米说：“我看见的所有这些锁链啊。”
And he said, "I'm going to take your chains off. I'm going to release you."
就是我现在要把你所有的锁链呢拿开，我要释放你。
Those were heavy chains.
那些很重的锁链。
Jeremiah suffered.
那个耶利米呢受了很多的苦。
But there was a time for him to be set free from those chains.
但是呢时候到了他要从这些锁链呢得释放。
And God told me on the way in tonight, I'm going to take the chains off of many people tonight.
然后呢我在路上呢神对我说呢神要把很多人身上的锁链断开。
For many of God's people are in chains.
因为呢很多神的百姓是被锁住了。
So I was grateful for that word. It spoke to my own heart.
所以呢，我很感恩这句话也对我说话了。
So let's all stand.
请大家起立。
And if we could have the keyboard player, come on up, that'd be great. Tomorrow night and Sunday night, we're going to be doing a lot of ministry, praying for different sicknesses, different.Prophesying over people.
So then, 明天啊，明天晚上、后天晚上，我们会有很多为疾病的人祷告，还有呢，发预言。
But I believe what the Lord gave Lori this morning is part of the word of the Lord for tonight.
但是我相信呢，神给妈妈 Lori 的话语也是我们今天晚上要领受的。
If you've got an area in your life that you need to make a decision to cut it off tonight,
如果呢，你生命里有一个方面，你要今天决定要把它断开。
So you can step in to be free to run the race God is going to call you to run.
以致呢，你可以有那个自由要奔跑，神呼召你要奔跑那旅程。
Just forget about everybody else here and just come to the front.
就忘记所有其他人，你就到前面来。
And let's do business with the Lord.
让我们自己来面对神。
Thank you.
父啊，谢谢你。
Our hearts are full.
我们的心满了你的恩典。
We thank you for your faithfulness.
为你的信实感谢你。
Thank you for how you reach into our hearts.
谢谢你触摸我们的心。
How you just gently open our hearts.
谢谢你很温柔地打开我们的心。
How you make the corrections that are needed.
谢谢你是如此的来纠正我们。
Yes, Lord, and how you prepare us for those times of transition that are coming.
帮助我们，预备我们来面对将要来的改变。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
We acknowledge you are a great God.
我们承认你是伟大的主。
We thank you for all of the way you led so many of your servants.
我们承认感恩你怎么样带领你许多的仆人。
And how you brought them into times of training and teaching and then blessing.
你怎么样来训练他们然后又祝福他们。
We thank you, Lord, for your people here tonight.
主为着今天晚上你的百姓感谢你。
And we pray, Father, I pray right now.
现在祷告。
That those who find themselves in chains.
就是那些发现自己在被锁链锁起来的。
Lord, some of them are big, heavy, strong chains.
有些是很重的，那个很重的。
Others of them are smaller, not so strong.
有些是小一点的，没有那么紧固的。
But chains nevertheless.
但是还是锁链。
And Father, you said.
主啊，你说。
That even as you set Jeremiah free from the chains that shackled him,
你怎么样让耶利米从把他锁住的锁链释放出来
？You in mercy and kindness,
你的怜悯，你的恩典
，will release the chains of your people tonight.
也要释放你今天晚上的百姓。
So in Jesus' name, I say, chains be broken,
要断开,
be released in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit, would you come now and just fill each person up here, Lord?
请你来充满在前面的每一位。
Lord, you're so good at doing these divine transactions.
主啊，你真美善。
As we empty ourselves of dead weight,
当我们倒空自己，放下一些很重的担子。
You fill us up with abundant life.
把一些死去的东西放下，你让你的生命充满我们。
As we enter into the gift of repentance,
当我们进入这个悔改的恩典。
You give us the gift of forgiveness.
你给我们这个被饶恕的恩典。
And you give us even more than that. You give us restoration.
你让我们的恢复。
In the name of Jesus,
所以奉耶稣基督的名,
I break off demonic soul ties in the name of Jesus.
我砍断一切与灵界里一些不洁净的
魂血。I break off soul ties to substances.
还有与一些药物的魂结。
To practices, to false crutches.
一些的习惯，一些的错误的依
靠。I break off those soul ties and I break off chemical addictions in the name of Jesus. And I speak freedom.
宣告自由。
Freedom to eyes, freedom to appetites.
自由可以吃，自由可以领受。
I break off generational curses of propensity for sin coming down the bloodline.
来砍断从祖先遗传下来的一些的咒诅。
And I speak freedom through Jesus Christ.
犯罪的那个倾向。
And I bless you now to be filled with the righteousness of Christ.
祝福你现在被主的义所充满。
The peace of Christ.
基督的平安充满。
The joy of the Lord.
主里面的喜乐充满。
We speak strength in the name of Jesus.
对你说得力吧。
To say yes to what we want to say yes to.
可以对主所说的。
And to say no to what God would have us say no to.
主要我们拒绝的，我们可以说不。
Holy Spirit, I pray in the name of Jesus, you would fill people so radically, they would be as bold as lions and walking with you.
大大的充满他们，他们像勇敢，像狮子一样。
You call us to fear you.
你让他们来敬畏你。
Because you are God Almighty.
主啊，因为你是伟大的主。
And we reap what we sow.
我们所种的，我们就会收。
But you also fill us with your perfect love.
主啊，你用你的完全的爱充满我们。
That casts out fear of judgment.
是除去一切怕被审判的。
So would you fill people now with a fresh revelation of your Father's heart?
所以主啊，求你再次的用你阿爸父的心来充满。
Of your perfect love that casts out fear.
就是你完全的爱，除去一切惧怕的完全的爱来充满。
We walk this tension.
我们行走在这两个
of freedom from fear of judgment.
拉力的当中。
But fearing God Almighty.
敬畏神，而不是惧怕被审判。
Because God, your ways are above our ways, and your thoughts are beyond our thoughts.
因为你的道路高过我们的道路，你的意念高过。
Help us, Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Teach us.
教我们
so we do not grieve you and we do not quench you.
让我们不让你担忧，不会熄灭圣灵的感动。
And we can be quick to respond to you.
让我们快快地回应你。
This pray out loud after me.
请大家跟着我开口祷告。
This day.
今天。
August 12th.
八月十二日。
2016.
二零一六年。
Today is a turning day in my life.
今天是我生命的转捩点。
In my family.
在我的家族。
In my church.
在我的教会。
We are going to enter in.
我们要进入。
To the open door God is placing before us.
就是神在我们前面的敞开的门。
We are saying no to the old chains.
我们对旧的锁链说不。
That have restrained us.
那些是把我们锁起来的。
And we say it's a new day.
我们说是新的一天。
It's a new season.
是新的季节。
By the grace of God.
靠你的恩典。
Just allow the Holy Spirit to fill you right now.
让圣灵现在充满你。